Christian Homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
At a recent ladies' retreat, table assignments were made for the duration of our stay. I was assigned to a table with an interesting variety of occupants. They ranged from teenage girls to very elderly ladies. It was one of that latter age group that gave my mental apparatus a push. It began with the very first mealtime. Introductions were made all the way around the table, and then various conversations were begun. When we talked with the young people, subjects for conversations ranged from boyfriends, through jobs, and on into schooling, when the girls were going to go on to college, where, and what they'd be studying. As for the middle-aged ladies, they more or less stuck with discussions of experiences. And the elderly? Well, at that table, anyway, their particular concentration was upon the food, especially the food of the moment. It was the food commentary which proved to be enlightening to me. Oh, the meals went something like this for one dear little lady. At breakfast, she complained because they didn't have the kind of jam that she liked. At lunch, she griped that the jello salad was too tart. For dinner, the rice was too salty. Between the meals, during the sessions, I made some observations about that particular table mate. Did she listen intently? No, she slept through almost every session, so she didn't hear any of the scriptural precepts that we were trying to give. But you know, thinking about that little lady at the dinner table, I could see an application for my own life. Oh, yes, I was impatient those days at her constant determined negatives, but then I felt the arrow of conviction come back on myself because I remembered a lesson learned long ago about such concentration on negatives. I remembered so well when I was 12 or 13, we moved to Arizona from Washington State. Arizona. All I could see at that terrible age and that awful move were the uglies of Arizona. My mother, though, tried to redirect my focus, and gradually she taught me to look for the good and the beautiful. That experience in adolescence provided a lingering, valuable reminder. Why do you and I concentrate on the unpleasantness in places, people, situations? When we do, we only make ourselves and others miserable. And two, we miss all the good, encouraging, joyous, and constructive things in life. Certainly the Christian woman should be a searcher for beauty. Each of us clothed in the beautiful garment of Christ's righteousness should have hearts that echo the psalmist's words, "Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men."
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.